From the Heart, April 9. Opposition may benefit us. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. But if the love of the world, if self-esteem or any defiling thoughts or actions obtain the victory over us, then shall we lose confidence in Jesus or in ourselves? Is it because Jesus failed us and did not supply us with His grace? No, it is because we did not do what the Lord has told us to do. Watch unto prayer. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. How can your soul be in health when you shut yourself away from prayer and have no connection with Christ, the source of all spiritual light and life and power? We must have a constant connection with Christ, for He is our sustenance. He is that bread which came down from heaven. Then let us be doers of His word, and we shall have spiritual life and power. We must place ourselves often before God as suppliants, because prayer brings the soul into immediate contact with God through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If Christians fail, it is because they do not obey the orders of their captain. They are off guard. They are not Christ-like. It will work disaster to the soul to neglect prayer, for you will be led to yield carelessly to temptation. But if you do yield, do not therefore cast away your confidence in God. Lose confidence in yourself and press closer to the side of Christ. Christ is not to be charged with the results of the negligence and indecision. He who gave His life to save fallen men and women appreciates the value of the soul. He will never fail of doing His part nor become discouraged. He will never leave the erring one, tempted and tried in the conflict. My grace is sufficient for thee. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. He weighs and measures every trial before He permits it to come. The opposition we meet may prove a benefit to us in many ways. If it is well borne, it will develop virtues which would never have appeared if the Christian had nothing to endure. And faith, patience, forbearance, heavenly mindedness, trust in providence, and genuine sympathy with the erring are the results of trial well borne. If the word is received into good and honest hearts, the stubborn soul will be subdued, and faith, grasping the promises and relying upon Jesus, will prove triumphant.